97. Bill Gates.
Let's look up Bill Gates. I think he is probably the richest person in the history of the universe.
Let's see. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, born in 1955. He's pretty young then. I hope I'm as rich as him when I'm his age.
You've got no chance. You're too lazy to become a billionaire. He started studying at Harvard University in 1973, but he dropped out. That sounds more like you.
It was at Harvard that he met Paul Allen. Gates and Allen worked on a version of the programming language, BASIC. That was the basis for the MITS Altair, the first microcomputer available.
So dropping out in his junior year worked out well for him, because that's when he set up Microsoft. Microsoft helped to make the computer easier to use with its developed and purchased software. Everyone wanted to use it.
But Microsoft is a monopoly. I don't think that should be allowed in business, and I think many people agree with me. Bill Gates has certainly had his critics over the years concerning the way he does business.
It's because he is an aggressive businessman. He gets what he wants using every tactic available.
Wow. In 2006, his wealth was estimated at $53 billion. I can't even imagine that much money. I wonder what it would look like if it was all in cash.
What people forget is that although he is an aggressive businessman, he is also very kind-hearted. He often donates considerable amounts of money to charity and has even set up his own charitable foundation.
Yes, he and his wife Melinda, who he has three children with, created the foundation in 2000. They donate more than $1 billion each year.
In 2005, he received an honorary knighthood from the Queen of England, a KBE, or Knight Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, for his services in reducing poverty and improving health in the developing countries of the world.
It's the second highest order given out. He can't be a Sir, though, because he isn't British. I think he deserved it. He does so much good work. Thank you.